Navigating power and cooling for AI in colocation and hybrid environments. Artificial intelligence workloads are changing data center design. What used to be measured in single-digit kilowatts per rack has now moved in many cases to densities of 40, 120 kilowatts or more. This shift is significant. It redefines how we deliver power, manage heat, choose facilities, and understand the roles of public cloud, colocation, and hybrid setups. Companies that see these needs as minor engineering details risk delays, higher costs, and limited growth. Those that address them systematically will find clearer options and more predictable results. The density shift in context. Traditional racks could easily handle the 5 to 15 kilowatt range and primarily used air cooling. Average densities have risen sharply. Recent industry reports estimate average rack power will be around 27 kilowatts by 2026, with AI and high-performance computing often targeting 50 kilowatts and above. Leading GPU platforms require even more. Setups built around current generation systems typically draw 120 to 140 kilowatts per rack, with next-generation designs expected to demand even more. These higher densities concentrate both electrical load and heat in much smaller spaces. A small cluster of high-density racks can match the power needs of many traditional racks. Utility interconnection queues, substation capacity, and on-site electrical infrastructure are now key constraints, not just secondary issues. Power availability is now among the most important factors in site selection. Facilities that can't secure reliable, scalable power or face long wait times for grid upgrades are effectively out of the running for serious AI production work. Cooling from optional upgrade to baseline requirement. Air cooling hits its limits around 30 to 40 kilowatts per rack. Beyond this, heat transfer methods favor liquid cooling. Direct-to-chip liquid cooling is now the main solution for high-density AI racks. Cold plates on accelerators pull away most of the heat, while leftover loads are managed by traditional air systems. Immersion and hybrid designs are used in specialized or higher-density cases. The impact of this change is significant. Liquid cooling improves power usage effectiveness, often resulting in facility PUE rates between 1.1 and 1.25, compared to 1.4 to 1.7 in many air-cooled setups. Liquid cooling also frees up electrical capacity that would otherwise go to cooling, allowing more power for computation. However, it adds new needs: coolant distribution units, facility water loops or dry coolers, leak detection, compatible rack designs, and procedures that many older facilities don't have. Facilities not set up or modified for liquid cooling cannot efficiently support modern GPU clusters. Companies looking at existing colocation or on-premises options need to evaluate thermal readiness as rigorously as they assess power capacity. Implications for workload placement. Public cloud platforms still offer flexible capacity and quick access to the latest accelerators, making them ideal for testing, variable training jobs, and some inference workloads. However, sustained high-density production inference along with data locality, latency-sensitive applications, and cost predictability often favors environments where power, cooling, and connectivity can be tailored more carefully. Colocation has become increasingly relevant for AI production workloads. High-density colocation options that provide more power per cabinet, support liquid cooling, and have strong connections to major cloud regions enable companies to place GPU clusters near data sources or users while still having the option to scale into public cloud as needed. Hybrid models, which combine colocation or private solutions for steady-state inference with public cloud for flexibility, have become a common choice rather than an exception. Key decision factors now include available power density and the timeline for additional capacity, cooling technology and the facility's capacity to support liquid systems without extensive custom work, interconnection options and latency to main cloud regions or data sources, flexibility in contracts for growth, including modular expansion paths, total cost of ownership under realistic use scenarios, factoring in power and cooling efficiency. Cost remains relevant, yet uptime, performance consistency, and data control frequently outweigh pure price comparisons for production AI systems. Looking further ahead, companies including SpaceX and Blue Origin have proposed orbital data centers as one potential response to terrestrial power and cooling constraints. While these concepts attract attention, significant technical, economic, environmental, and regulatory hurdles remain. For the foreseeable future, most enterprises will continue to need practical solutions grounded in existing colocation and hybrid infrastructure. Practical evaluation steps. Organizations should start by clearly listing current and expected AI workloads, distinguishing between training and inference, and noting latency, data residency, and usage patterns. A structured evaluation of potential facilities or existing sites can then compare power, cooling, and connectivity capabilities against those needs. A vendor-neutral evaluation is particularly useful. Providers tend to highlight their best features, while independent analysis can reveal trade-offs in support density, cooling capability, contract terms, and long-term growth. Planning the sequence of migration, cutover risks, and hybrid connectivity design is important for maintaining service levels. Companies that approach these decisions with a focus on workloads rather than facilities are better positioned to avoid both insufficient provisioning, which limits AI initiatives, and excessive engineering, which drives up costs. Moving forward with clarity. The infrastructure needs of AI are no longer theoretical. Power density, cooling systems, and facility readiness are now critical factors for successful deployment. Colocation and hybrid strategies provide viable alternatives when public cloud alone can't meet density, cost, or control needs, assuming the underlying facilities are genuinely suited for AI. Independent advisory support can speed up this assessment by combining technical evaluations with commercial negotiations and roadmaps. The goal is simple: match infrastructure choices with actual workload requirements to ensure AI investments produce reliable performance without unnecessary complexity or cost. Organizations evaluating high-density AI infrastructure or reviewing their current colocation and hybrid options may benefit from an independent assessment of power, cooling, and interconnect readiness. A focused conversation can help clarify realistic next steps aligned with actual workload requirements.